Simen Reisa Machvov, we're holding in the middle of Seif Beis. What we were learning in Seif Aleph and Beis was about a person that is walking Erev Shabbos. He has money in his pocket, and he sees in 2 more minutes of Shabbos, he's not in the city yet. Or he's already in the middle of the way, and he sees it's night. So the Shulchan Aruch said he gives his money to a goy. The goy takes the money. If it's no goy, then he puts it on his animal, and there's different ways how to put it on the animal, take it off the animal. The Ramadha we'll be learning today is going back to the halacha that he put the money on the animal. That he gave the money to a goy. He had a goy and an animal, he gave the money to a goy. Now, he himself is standing, there's a city in front of him, he has to get to the city, his money, all of his stuff, are put in on the goy. No more carrying. Now, he has 2 ways to get to the city, to walk to the city or to ride to the city. So the Ramo says, V'hu lo yirkav al ha-chamor, don't ride on the chamor, elo yelech b'raglov. But, im hu tzorich lo tzitz chutz la-tchum, because he's dangerous from the listing, oy shal sakone, v'afilu teich ha-tchum, yocholei shav al ha-chamor v'lirkav. But if it's dangerous, then he's allowed to ride. But if it's not dangerous, then he has to get it quick, walk, and don't ride. What is the pshat in this Ramo? To explain this Ramo, I will say over, the Oruch HaShulchan explains it beautifully. The Oruch HaShulchan by Yosem Reisa Machvov Seif Yudbeis. Kosov Rabbeinu HaRamo V'hu lo yirkav al ha-chamor Elo yelech beraglov V'im utzorich lotis chutz latchum Nishmisyar min alistim Mishar sakone V'afilu teich atchum Yochel eishav al ha-chamor Biur advori Mishu baderech, a person that is in the way, the kiddush shel vayoyim u'muchach leilech chutz latchum. He has to walk chutz latchum. She'el le'mokim lishmois. Ve'yesh imoy chamoy resus. Yesh misha'oimer was a rishonim that wanted to learn that it's better that he will ride on the horse. Mileilech beraglov chutz latchum. Why? Because when he's riding on the horse, his feet are lemala me'asoro. Ein tchum lemala me'asoro. Ma'she'en kon leilech beraglov. So when he walks, he's over on isur tchumim. When he's riding, he's not over on isur tchumim. I shvisas behemtoy, when he's riding an animal, hachay no yisas atzmoy. So it's not called that he's carrying. I is the ukov, when he puts on the animal in between, who bought the ukov, legabe ha-roichev. But when shoheilach beraglov, you'll be over 2 yisurim. He could be over a yisur of tchumim, and he could be over a yisur of shvisas behemtoy and the ukov. Aval rabbeinu haramo choylik bezeh. And he says, no. Adraba, yeilach beraglov ve lo yirkav. The gamma rechiva yeshvus, shemishtamesh balechayim. Is the Isod Rabbanon Asur Lirkav Al HaBehemo, even when there's no Shvus, and even when there's no Mechamer, even when there's no Shvus as Behemtoy, why? Is the Isod because Mishtamesh Balechayim Gzeiro Shem Yachtif Onof. And even if he's going out to Yud Beis Mil, that is over on Isod Chumim, Aber Kaim Nen Reichav Kima Alech Domi. So he's also over on Chumim, and also Reichav Al HaBehemo. Maybe he's gaining the Ukov. Like a person goes to the Karoin, he's over on Isur Tchumim. The Mele, he has to walk, and if it's a Ukov, let him to throw it off. And Levazel, he's sick of the Tchumim Lemala Me'asore. Omnom, Zeh Koil, but it's not dangerous. But if it's dangerous and he has to run away, then he's allowed to ride. Kei Nir Lani is Daiti Bebiyuri. This is the way the Oruch HaShulchan explains the Ramo. Slightly, maybe the Mishneh Berurah learned a little bit differently, but I think this is the way we'll learn in the Ramo, but we'll see the Mishneh Berurah inside. Ve'afilu pirush, ve'ozen isuk she'elech beraglov, and adavke im roichev, afilu hochi yochel lirka machmas ha-sakone. The Mishneh Berurah is only explaining the end. V'u lirka v'lachamoyer, el yelech beraglov, the Mishneh Berurah doesn't explain. But when it's dangerous, and he has to go out chutz la-tchum, then he's allowed to. The kolkin shuchutz la-tchum, they ask the isu belavochi ba'alichosri, ve'vada yochel lirka v'linotze b'zeh. I'm a Bessie Yosef Yisvor the Toiv Lirko Milelech Beraglov Achudocho Yisvor Shom Ayin Shom Ve'afilu Lefi Svor Ayi Davkin Rechivo Aber Kshabahim Meshechetz Bakoroin Afilu Yim Akoroin Gobe Asor Lekula Alme. It's better to walk from sitting in the Koroin. Why? Because we said when you're sitting in the Koroin, you're over on Shimush Mubalechayim, and you're also over on Tchumim. When you're riding, it was a tzad that you're not over on Isur Tchumim. This was a tzad. ולבד כל אלה מוצא על הישיבה בקרוין Laver ol oid yisru. Mechaber, he moves the karoin, so it moves back and forth, and the animal is going better because of that. Umokim asakon ha'akol shorim. This is the aloche. I want to ask a question, back in Mishchanesh to me now. If the Rambo is talking and someone is going out chutz latchum, so it's mashmal that he was maimit seif aleph and beis, even with a person that is far away from the tchum. And he said, walk and don't ride on the animal. The Mishnah Berurah said in the end of Sifkot and Tes that if it's chutz latchum, stam no heter to walk. So it's not so clear to say that the Rambo is talking about chutz latchum. I'm not so sure. We'll go back to the Mishnah Berurah. Kosova primegodim, it is negia very much in our days. Yesh li yizoyer, kshemedes b'shabes b'shusorabim agolo rekonis, means even rekonis, there is nothing inside. Im susim shaloi lagbi akoyle v'yike mechaber. As the Moshe is a city in Nahariya, in Yerushalayim, in Eretz Yisrael. When you come to the main city, there's a couple of horses there. They're waiting for people to get rides. They're going, Arabs, on these horses. So I know people go for Shabbos to Nahariya ben Azmanim, and the kids see the horses, and they make a noise. Yeshli Yisrael, because now the horses will move the wagons, and the melee you're able to use Mechamer, because Mechamer is even if the animal is not yours, and even if there's no one inside. Now, when you read the Mishnah Berurah as a tzad, you're not allowed to make a noise. Even if you're not Mechamer, then the animals will move. But it's a very big chiddush. It's not Mishnah Miskaven. Some person might say, only if you mean that the animals will move. The same thing, a lot of time you go to farms in Shabbos, you have to know, sometimes there is no isul tiltul, it's not Rishus Arabim, and there's no isul mechamer, only if the animal makes a meloche. But you have to be very careful if you know that the animal will make a meloche because of you. And Shabbos is an animal that's carrying some strings on him. So some strings are for protecting the animal, they're bottled to the animal. Sometimes it's all different extra ropes, and you see the dog, and you make a noise, and the dog runs away. And he has something on him. You're able to isul mechamer. We'll see Seif Gimel. Now, Seif Gimel goes back to the halachas. A person is stuck near the city, and he has money. So we said, if it's a guy, give it to the guy. If it's no guy, you put it on the animal, and you take it off, and she stops. Wannabe is no guy. But you have the following options. Even though chamoiroi is mitzuvah and shmisosoi, and in these kids, in that mitzvah and shvisa asoi. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotn Yud Aleph, Shem Bnei Odom. And if you come to give them, it will be choshesh, that maybe you'll give it to Yisroel Acher. Okay. Now there's no more animal. Sif Dalet. Hoi ima cheresh v'shoite. To who to give it? Yitel ha-shoite. Fi she'el ha-das klas, it's b'chlal not a chil Shabbos. A cheresh has a slightly das. Aval cheresh dayte klishte yisle. Now he has a shoyte ve'a cotton. Cotton has mamish no das. Yidelo la shoyte. Why? She'akotten yovo lichlal das. What would be if you have like this? Cheresh da'ite klishtei. You have a cotton. Cheresh is a chisoron. It's a shtikel chil Shabbos. He knows what he's doing. Cotton doesn't know at all. But cotton has a chisoron. Sofer yosu edin chinuch. Yidelo le'mi she'irte. Mistam, what would be if the cotton is also a cheresh? Then for sure mistam is better to give it to the cheresh. And to give it to the cotton, because it's not safe for love of the chinuch. So you have a cheresh ve'koyte nitne lo l'mishe yirtze. Mishnah Berurah explains, the kol echod yesh lo mailo b'fnei atzma. The Mishnah Berurah Aloche says, only if it's not his son, but if his son is mitzuvah b'chinuch, it's better to give it to the cheresh. So these three aloches, Seif Gimel, Seif Dalet, and Seif Hei. You don't have a chamoir, give it to a cheresh, shoyte ve'koton. And we have like this. If you have a chamoir, before cheresh hayte v'katan. So let's make a sikum. Seif aleph beis gimel dalet hei. You have a goy, give it to a goy. No goy, chamoir. No chamoir, shoyte. No shoyte, then cheresh v'katan, it's equal. Shoyte v'cheresh, shoyte. Shoyte v'katan, shoyte. So we see this halacha, it's okay. The Shulchan Aruch comes and evolves and adds a condition. He says, how I give it to the Cheresh Shoyte v'Katan? I machshil them in Yisrael Rabbanon, in Yisrael Dereise. They're metaltal in Shabbos, they're carrying in Shabbos. You're right that they're not mitzuveh, but it's an Yisrael sphere. So the Shulchan Aruch adds, Yesh Oimrim, I know why it's only Yesh Oimrim. Shikshenoiz nilecha me'elu, you have to have the condition that we learned in the last shiur, and Seif Beis. Only when he starts to walk, So b'meile, he didn't do akire. Manich ha'olam k'shu mehalech. And when he stops, you take it off before he starts to go again. Because if not, you're over on Yisrael Sfiya. See the Mishnah Berurah. K'shu mehalech, v'kanav v'behemah, v'siv beis. K'dish l'yasa achar ha'sheita v'kod m'Yisrael d'rayis al yodoy. V'abba b'sheinu b'tzuv ha'shvisosuk v'behemah b'kod m'koyim. Hari osur l'achilom. זה איסור ספיר. ביודעים, כמובן בסעיף שימים גימל יהיה קוטן, והוא עדיל לחר שייתם בקוטן. זה איסור ספיר ביודעים. Now, the Ramo has a condition. So the Ramo, what the Yesh'aymrim said, that because it's an איסור ספיר, you're not allowed to give it to the cotton only when he's walking, דווקא כשנויסלם משחשייכו, אבל כשנויסלם מבועד יוים, מותר בכל עניין. But the animal, we didn't find this heter. Because you מצווה על שביסוסו, so even if you put it before Shabbos, when she stops, you take it off. When she starts to go, you put it on again. By the cotton, if you put it in Shabbos, then you have to take it off before when he stops. But if you gave it in before Shabbos, then even if he stops and he starts to walk in Shabbos, you don't have to take it off. Why? Zok Mishamu, look inside. Miboy Dioy. The as in the Nikos of Michael Biodayim came on the Ato Adayin less be Yisure. Umashiyam and Achere, she will stand later. שויתה וקוטן אחר השכר ואחר כך חויסה ואוי כרגלו הלו מאף לא יויס הזה ואין צורך למחיס ביודי כשיעשה איסו he does it on his own I saw someone wants to say same thing you could drop it on the floor and the kid himself will pick it up in Shabbos it's איסו מאף לא על כן אין צורך ליטל הכיס מעולו כשהוא עימד אבל בהימה שהוא מצובה השפיסוס בהמטוי וגם שהוא מחמר אחריו על כן, אף שהניחו להם בידיים, חייב ליטל המלך שמאז לך שיכול להשאיר מים וכייצר. אחר שכבר עוקרו רגלי על הלכס, ושתהיה קירו באנוכה בקישו שבשבס. ויאבו על איסו תירה. והמגנברו מצלן לאחמרי גם מבוידיים, וניר את בקרמו איסו של העוקר. סיסא את זה נאמו עם מצו בן שבי סוסרי. אני עושה מצו בן מחבר, so you have to take it off every time when she stops. Because if not, you will make it to, work, to move because of you, and ממילא you over on שמיסוס באמתי and איסו מחבר. Now I want to explain. Even if we were speaking about only Isur Mechamer, so I see a very big difference. That my animal, if I don't take it off, and then I want to make it to move, I Mechamer the animal. So I have to take it off, because it's not, I'm doing a Maisa Mechamer. But a kid, he walks on his own. So it's no Maisa Mechamer. It's no Mechamer on a kid. But with that Shvitzas Behemtoi, then also I have to take it off before the animal starts to walk. Because if she does that, Akir Ve'anoche, I'm Chayav and Shvitzas Behemtoi, L'chur this Aloche is very, very shver. And the Buraloch has a discussion. Mama is not clear. Adam mitzuve ha-shvisas b'noi. Famous mice I heard from the gates of Rosh Hashiva of Avram Gurwitz that was a mice in a brisk, the Eruv Tor. And a mother wanted to take the chant, and the old days he put the chant by the baker. So she took her kid, and the kid was carrying the chant. When he passed through Reb Chaim's window, he gave a bang in the window, put it down. So the kid put it down. The mother told the kid, pick it up. So Reb Chaim bang, put it down. So the mother told him, pick it up. And the kid started to walk. So Reb Chaim said, the mother is Yeinu Yein Nesach. She touches wine. She's Michal Shabbos and Faresia. Why? She was Mitzuvah and Shvitzas No. So a person is Mitzuvah and Shvitzas No. So what is the difference in animal? Why are you allowed to give him before Shabbos? And even if he stops and he walks in Shabbos, he's doing it for you. So the Buraloche asks this kasha here. And not so clearly exactly what the Buraloche answers.